Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
It's not just residents who live near coal-fired power plants that can be harmed. Those who reside in mining communities can suffer too, though scientists have conducted little research about them until now. A new study out of West Virginia University finds that people in coal mining communities are much more likely to suffer from lung, kidney, and heart disease, even if they never worked in a mine. Environmentalists hope the study can help slow the growth of mining in Appalachia. Scott Finn has our report.
For years, dust blew off stockpiles of coal and rained down upon the little town of Sylvester, a tiny community of neat one-story homes squeezed between a steep mountain and the Coal River in southern West Virginia. In 2001, some residents of Sylvester, fed up with the dust, sued mining company Massey Energy, and eventually the company was forced to cover one of those coal piles. Now, a huge white geodesic dome looms like a spaceship over the town. But it hasn't stopped the dust from the other piles of coal, or the huge trucks that travel the main road. That's why Michael Hendricks, a West Virginia University researcher, is visiting Sylvester to measure the level of air pollution.
This is a what you call a shoestring operation.
Today, Hendricks is standing on the porch of a house about 1,000 feet from a facility where they crush and prepare coal to be transported. A coal train inches along nearby.
What I'm trying to do is just make a little protective device that'll hang this air monitor so it'll be protected from the rain, but will also allow a free airflow into the monitor so we can record the level of particulate matter that's in the air around here.
He takes an air quality monitor, it's about the size of a hardback book, and places it in what looks like a metal cage.
And where did you get this wire?
That's a toilet roll holder that I bought at Walmart.
Then he wires the entire contraption upside down from a rafter on the porch. It will measure the amount of particulate matter, basically coal and rock dust particles, in the air. This is phase two of Hendricks's research. In phase one, he compared the rate of disease in West Virginia's coal mining counties to counties with no mining. He made sure to take into account any health differences based on things other than coal, such as smoking rates, education, and income. Hendricks found that people in coal mining communities have a 70% increased risk for developing kidney disease, a 64% increased risk for developing chronic lung disease, and are 30% more likely to report high blood pressure. His work was published recently in the American Journal of Public Health. Men and women are equally affected, and since most coal miners are still men, he says the results support his working hypothesis that exposure to coal pollution causes higher rates of disease, not just for coal miners, but for everyone in the community. Now, Hendricks is measuring the levels of air pollution around coal facilities. After he hangs the air monitor in place, Hendricks goes inside Elizabeth Casto's house and sits on her powder blue couch. He tells Casto and her sister, Pauline Canterbury, about some early results from his air monitors in Sylvester.
He found that the levels of particulate matter were highest as you were closer to the facility, and then it falls off as you move away.
Casto and Canterbury are part of a group that fought the coal plant in court and forced Massey Energy to build this strange geodesic dome. It's how they earned their nickname, the Dustbusters.
So there's evidence that the levels of air pollution are in fact impacted by the activities of the mining industry that's going on.
We know that.
We know, well, we all know it, but we have some evidence.
We definitely know that out here, Mike.
We have some evidence.
We've had
now.
Some big doses of it out here. Huge doses.
The connection between coal pollution and disease seems obvious to coalfield residents. Casto's husband, Perry, was a disabled coal miner with black lung, and the dust in the air aggravated his disease.
Just choked himself to death, and his heart doctor said, no way. So we went back to Florida. He'd beg us to bring him home. What are you going to do? Just no way.
Perry Casto died in 2003 in Florida instead of his hometown of Sylvester. Hendricks is trying to move from personal experiences like this to concrete evidence, evidence that environmentalists have been waiting for. Joe Lovett, executive director of the Appalachian Center for the Economy and the Environment in Lewisburg, West Virginia, says the research could be crucial in future lawsuits challenging the coal industry.
Lawyers will usually represent people for that kind of thing, particularly if they think that liability is easy to establish. And so the kind of work that's going on may show that there's injuries occurring, and that brings lawyers around. If I lived in a community and somebody wanted to build a prep plant near me, I would do everything I could do to try to keep that prep plant away from my neighborhood.
In fact, Hendricks is talking to lawyers for a community in Kentucky that's fighting a proposed coal preparation plant like the one in Sylvester. They're demanding the coal company build the plant farther from town, or at least take steps to control the dust. Environmentalists say that lawsuits are the only way to get the coal industry's attention, but Hendricks is getting no support from state officials for his research. West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin, a former coal broker, says his administration doesn't have the resources to help. A spokesman for the West Virginia Coal Association did not respond to a request for comment on this story. Outside her sister's home, Pauline Canterbury points to the steep hills surrounding her town, and from east, west, north, and south, surface mines are creeping closer.
Sylvester right now is the center point, and it's coming this way. That way there is Printer. You know what Printer is. Printer is one permit right after the other one.
Coal prices are at record highs, and since 2003, production is up 10% in West Virginia. Canterbury and the other dustbusters are looking for ways to slow down the onslaught, and they're hopeful that Hendricks' research is just the ammunition they need. For Living on Earth, I'm Scott Finn in Sylvester, West Virginia.